Oasis Audio presents the complete Edgar Rice Burroughs collection, fully authorized by Edgar Rice Burroughs Incorporated.
Tarzan and the Dark Heart of Time by Philip Jose Farmer. Read for you by Ben Dooley. Forward. In the late 1920s, a boy's imagination was fueled by books and pulp magazines. Comic books and television had not yet been invented. By the age of 10, Philip Jose Farmer was an avid reader and a devotee of the champions of Greek and Native American mythology. In the front ranks were Hercules and Autolycus, the Greek shadow, Manabozho, the Algonquin trickster, and Thor, the Norse god. But above these stood Odysseus, and Phil often imagined that he was him while playing along the neighborhood creek outfoxing the Cyclops. Great as these heroes were, there was one who, eventually, stood head and shoulders above these gods and demigods of antiquity, and this was Tarzan of the Apes, created by Edgar Rice Burroughs, the father of modern mythology. Phil discovered the thrill of becoming Tarzan, swinging on vines, playing at dropping from the lower terraces to kill Bolgani, the gorilla, or Numa, the lion, and Arab slavers. Even as Phil grew into adulthood, he never forgot the heroes of his youth, while his thoughts turned to the requirements of gaining a higher education, a vocation, and a family. And he became a writer. Subconsciously, many of Phil's early stories presented characters and scenarios that reminded some of his readers of those found in the stories of Edgar Rice Burroughs. These were far from Burroughs' pastiches, however, they were wholly Phil's creations. But the scenes inspired by Burroughs were clearly evident. From the days of his youth, as he absorbed the stories of Edgar Rice Burroughs, Phil had the dream of one day writing an original Tarzan story. In 1972, after years of voluminous research, Phil's biography of Tarzan, Tarzan Alive, was published, and the world at large was made aware of his love for Tarzan of the Apes. The real Lord Greystoke had already been aware of Phil's interest in him and had granted Phil a brief interview. This meeting rekindled his desire, one that he had fostered for decades, to write an original Tarzan novel. Assuming the powers at Edgar Rice Burroughs, Inc., who owned the copyrights, would never allow him to write an official Tarzan novel, he decided to write Tarzanic stories using pseudonyms for the Ape Man: Lord Grandriff, John Gribbardson, Sahindar, etc. But he never lost his hope that, one day, Edgar Rice Burroughs, Inc. would allow him to write his Tarzan novel. In 1974, Phil revealed to me that Lord Greystoke had recently sent him a letter from Turkey stating that he'd be sending along more extracts from his memoirs. These would deal with his adventures when following the route on the map found beside the skeleton of the Spanish soldier that Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote about in Tarzan the Untamed. Phil noted that Greystoke never gave a forwarding address, so he never knew what the Lord of the Jungle would be doing next, or when he'd be receiving more memoirs from the Ape Man. Phil wished Greystoke would send the complete memoirs in one bunch, but, apparently, he was writing them in an unchronological sequence. It is obvious, based on the Greystoke letter, that Phil had begun to think of writing his novel, based on the map that Tarzan found with the Spanish soldier.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?